Hey guys, what's up? It's Sarah Kate, and you are now watching my new series called Summer Trends, and this is the first episode, so make sure to look out for upcoming episodes. So the first podcast is going to be about trendy foods for the summer, and some of these you can make yourselves, and then some of these I'll recommend some places you can go and get them. So the first one is colorful donuts with fun toppings. So I know everyone likes like Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts, but their toppings don't like seem to be that like out there and stuff. They just have really basic toppings. So some cool places in Raleigh, and I'm sure there are other places you can go to get fun toppings, is like Rise Donuts or Rise Biscuits and Donuts, and then Duck Donuts. And you can get like just a basic donut, and then they have stuff like Fruit Loops and Oreos or wherever you want. I know my favorite place to get donuts was in Wrightsville Beach at Loops, but they closed that down. So, and then the next one is fizzy drinks. And a lot of people like don't like sparkling and fizzy drinks because they have a really strong and like weird taste, like the LaCroix. I know a lot of, it's kind of like a mom drink, like a lot of middle-aged women drink LaCroix, and I personally don't like LaCroix because they have like, it's just like water, but it has like a strong fizzy taste. So some fizzy drinks that I would recommend is Fresca's, which is a fizzling soda, and it just tastes like, it kind of tastes like Sprite, but except it's more, it depends on the flavor that you get, but the lime one is like Sprite, except it's super frizzy. And then Izzy's, which you can get these in like multiple different flavors, and I think all of them are really good. So the next food would be international food trucks. So if you ever go to like a food truck festival like downtown or anywhere near you, they'll have like all these different food trucks that come from different places. Like Mexican food trucks I think are like super good, and they have super unique tacos where you can get like special toppings and like just broaden what you would normally eat. And so there's multiple, like if there's any food truck festivals going around during summer, I think you should definitely go check those out and try some foods that you've never tried. So the next one is craft soft drinks. So I know Starbucks has really good handmade craft sodas, and basically my favorite one to get is lime and Sprite. So they'll put some Sprite in it, and then they'll put some lime, and then they'll put it in this machine with ice and fizzy water, and it tastes like super good, and it's really, really refreshing. And they're also like, I think they're really fun at like parties and stuff. And then locally grown fruits and vegetables. So you can do this in your own backyard, just start a little vegetable garden. And I think it's really cool when your vegetables are super colorful, like purple and red and like orange vegetables. And it also looks really pretty at your house. And you can just run outside and grab some vegetables, and everything will be fresh, and everything tastes better when it's fresh. So smoothies are also really popular, and they've been popular for a super long time. And I know I like smoothies. So in my smoothies, I like to put strawberries, raspberries, peaches, mango, all that different stuff. So something fun for summer is just trying different smoothie combinations with different fruits, or you can even do milkshakes because they're very similar, and put different types of ice creams and toppings in there. And that's like something fun that you can make with your friends. And then the last one would be science-based foods. So these are things that like as you're making them, it's kind of like an experiment. Like rock candy, you can, there's like DIYs, you can make them yourself, and they taste really good. And like some people might not like the taste, but it's also something really fun to do when you're bored. And then there's like, there's a special type of meat that you can like, it's for vegans, but you can make it yourself. And I've done like some research on that, and I think I'm like not vegan or anything, but I think that it would taste super like cool to try. And it's also like another fun thing that you can do with your friends when you're bored. So that's all the summer trends we have right now. Make sure to look out for new podcasts coming. Bye.